Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The NCAA decided it will not send any tournaments to states that prohibit boys from playing on girls' athletic teams, joining a growing list of academic and corporate groups that are quick to elevate fringe social opinions over science and rationale. Now, nobody's arguing that transgender athletes shouldn't be able to compete, but allowing them to do so while competing against the opposite biological sex threatens to undermine decades of progress for female sports and athletes across the nation. The science is clear. There are fundamental biological differences between men and women, and those differences are made evident time and again in athletic competitions. Collegiate female athletes deserve better from higher education institutions like the NCAA, which used to stand for equal treatment and fair competition.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.